B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's bring in the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, Tim McManus's Midweek Report. It's brought to us by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Timmy, big story today. I read the headline. It says, Eagles injury plague leads to canceled practice. Straighten this out for us. What's it mean?
It means that, the Eagles right now are the walking wounded, and it's pretty unusual for the Eagles to do something like this early in the season. Peterson did it last year in December when you're, towards the playoffs, you've had a long season, you want to give these guys some rest, but for it to be so early, certainly is a signal of just how banged up this group is. And the way that Brandon Graham put it in the locker room just a few minutes ago was, Peterson's been a player. He knows the deal, and he knows that we don't have enough bodies for an actual practice, essentially. And the injury report just came out, Mike, and there are a number of guys on it, ones that didn't participate. This is kind of a projection since it was a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. But Corey Clement, Dallas Goedert, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffery, Tim Jernigan, Jordan Mailata, all did not participate, and then Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox, Jonathan Cyprian, Rudy Ford, Nate Gary, Kamu Grugier-Hill, all limited. So there's a number of banged up guys, which is obviously a concern early on here in the season.
All right, now that's a very logical reason why you wouldn't have the practice. But here's two other things. One is a conspiracy theory that a lot of people are fostering out there and discussing that, okay, the QB is banged up, and if the QB can't practice, that will get out, and all of a sudden here comes Carson Wentz is fragile, so it's better to cancel practice. You want to shoot that down?
Yeah, I do. It's a conspiracy theory. I understand why it's out there. I understand why there is panic in the streets. I mean, watching Wentz take 10 quarterback hits in that game, coming up from the one grabbing his ribs, not going into the medical tent for concussion protocol, I understand. I mean, there's every reason to be concerned, given the medical history. But it seems like he just had the wind knocked out of him on that play, and that the canceled practice was not a result of Carson Wentz, with this kind of disguise that they're doing. I mean, you look over, Green Bay did the same thing today, because they have the Thursday night game, obviously, against the Eagles as well next week. Indianapolis canceled their practice today for a walkthrough. So, I think I can safely shoot down that conspiracy.
All right, now here's the other thing that's bugging me, because it seems to me that a couple guys are not going to play in this. Now, and two of them are receivers, at least two. So my theory is, isn't it necessary to practice to get the backups reps? And instead, you just gone really with one full day of practice this week with the Lions coming in.
Yeah, I think that's the other side of the coin. And I think it's a valid point to bring up, because my understanding is that those young receivers are going to end up being on the field having Wentz throw to them, and you're going to need that kind of chemistry. I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins are going to be the ones essentially replacing DeSean Jackson, who has an abdominal strain and is going to be out for 2 weeks, and Alshon Jeffery, who's dealing with the calf strain and doesn't seem all that likely for this week. And so these young guys are going to be stepping in, and you do need to develop that chemistry. And so I think that is a valid point to bring up, that this is Wednesday is the heaviest lifting day that these guys have for practice to kind of get it in. It's the one usually you throw the pads on and you're getting your biggest work amount in there. And they decided to not go that route. So it's certainly worth bringing up. I mean, we know what the other side is. They're trying to rest these guys. They didn't have enough bodies to go. So you kind of understand why they did it, but it's right to bring it up.
All right, let me get, because you have to go by feel here. I know you probably don't know at this point, but you've covered enough football to have a feel. Does Alshon Jeffery play on Sunday, do you think?
I don't think so.
All right, so DeSean.
DeSean's out for 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah. but Peterson really didn't acknowledge that, though, did he? Did he acknowledge that he's out for 2 weeks?
But my reporting says he's out for 2 weeks.
Okay, he's out for 2 weeks. So no Alshon, no DeSean, Goddard.
Goddard, I'm not 100% sure about. I think, one thing that Peterson said was, there's some guys that are kind of you know, on the fringe or working their way back. That was another reason why he didn't do it. Wants to get them mental reps, and they wouldn't have otherwise gotten it physical-wise. Maybe Goddard kind of falls in there. You know, but they also have to be looking at this kind of bigger picture. And what's interesting to note about Goddard is it's the same cast that held him back in the summer. And when we asked him about it in the summer, he said it was a previous injury that he has had. That they wanted to be safe with it. So this is something that has, you know, kind of been around Goddard for a while now. And they're going to have to be careful to make sure that they don't kind of exasperate the situation. And so that puts it a situation where it might be, you know, you might be seeing more Alex Ellis instead of Dallas Goedert alongside Zach Ertz, who got hurt in his own right. I mean, he was stinging after that game. He took a shot in the ribs and was very sore when we were talking to him. He was clearly in pain, not on the injury report, but, you know, no question that he's feeling something right now. You know, so there's a lot of guys and just a limited arsenal for Wentz on Sunday.
All right, let's get to the real trouble spot that we've been discussing for this week, and it is in conjunction. It is the front four not getting to the quarterback, and with a situation now where they're at the end of the third defensive tackle in conjunction with the cornerbacks that we still don't know can play, and of course the big tomato is out there, Jalen Ramsey. So are you hearing anything along those lines that the Eagles would be interested in acquiring him?
I think the furthest I can go with that is that they have done homework on Jalen Ramsey, and I think that there is a level of interest there. I do. Why not? He's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. It's not every day the best cornerback or one of the best cornerbacks in the league becomes available. The Eagles, as you point out, have a need. Both in the secondary and as a result of the fact that, you know, the front four has been dinged up in its own respect and hasn't been generating the pressure that maybe they want. You know, so I think absolutely you need to look at it. There's a couple of appealing things there. One is if you look at his salary. So over the next two seasons, he makes a total of about $17 million in base salary. And if you compare that to the best corners in the league and what they're getting, it's about $14 to $15 million per year on average. And so you're looking at essentially a bargain. If in fact you can get him in and keep him at that number, assuming that he doesn't demand, you know, this big contract right away. So that's appealing.
Oh, I said, let me just throw a caveat out there, because a lot of people, I said earlier that he is on a last year of a deal. Technically, he has the 1 year deal, but he said he wouldn't play for that price. Right? Okay. That's part of the whole conversation. So he would be looking for the deal. All right? So I think you have to factor that out. Yes. Okay.
Of course, everybody wants to get paid. Mm-hmm. Whether he would, you know, but, you know, he also wants out of there.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go to a winner. So,
okay.
So maybe there's some gray area there. But anyway, obviously the way it's currently constructed is appealing financially. And then you have a player that is, you know, at the top of the league. So I think that there is some interest. Now, the two things that you have to worry about, number one is, all right, how's he going to fit in? And I don't think that there's, you know, super red flags there, but, you know, he's high maintenance. I mean, that's his reputation, pretty well earned. And how do you think that fits in short term and long term? And then what kind of resources do you have to give up as you're kind of trying to, you know, you get some long-term younger skill players and just players, period, to surround Carson Wentz with, like, less expensive players as you're looking towards the future and balancing, you know, the opportunity in front of you versus, you know, the long-term outlook and how you balance the cap and all those kind of things. And so that's the kind of stuff that they're working through. I think that they will be kind of active here. Whether they actually, you know, put up enough compared to what others are offering is yet to be seen. But I do think they're interested.
Okay. Then let me take it even more specific. And this is just guesses on your part. Would Howie Roseman give up two first-round picks to the Jacksonville Jaguars for Jalen Ramsey, which is reportedly what they want?
I don't think so. I don't know that. But I'm just, you know, like you said, I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot. That seems like a lot when you have all these big contracts already on the table, and you have, you know, this veteran-laden roster. It's the second oldest in the NFL, and now you're going to import this other guy and have to dedicate a lot of money to him and also give up two first-rounders, which kind of prevents you from getting young, cheaper talent, high-end talent in. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot. Like a one, you know, maybe a one and change I could see, but I just don't know about two ones.
All right, so let me just leave you with this then, because this is what we talked about yesterday. We made up a deal. One for Goddard.
Yeah, I think they would do that.
They would do that.
I think so. Okay. I mean, I think that's more palatable because you already have a tight end.
Uh-huh.
And a four, you know, four is hit or miss. And a one, in theory, if you do very well, it's going to be a low one. So I think something like that would make more sense as opposed to two first-round picks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.